Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I said no, and now we're a sucker for punishment, so we're going to do more because we love you guys, because the best part about Raider Nation is you guys, because the team sucks.
Yeah, can't do it, man. Yeah, Raider Nation, I love each and every one of you, and you're my favorite part about being a fan of this football team, because the football team ain't doing it. They can't do it. They can't do it. This is stupid. But now, for all you people that want to say this is on Derek Carr, F you, man. This isn't all on Derek now. The fire, the sideline, that's where Derek needs to shine. But Darren Waller should have had 3 touchdown receptions today. We should have won by 19 points. 83, you are not cutting it, man. We paid you a ton of money right before the season. You held out like a little pansy
million.
Ass. Hey, man, come on, man. Catch those touchdown passes. They hit you in your hands.
Let's go. Tied a Raider. Immediate thoughts.
we suck right now, but we just can't get it together. I just don't know what it is. The body language is trash out there. It seems like nobody's. This comes back to who's our leaders? You see it on the side.
We don't have one.
It's just we out there willy nilly doing whatever the hell we want. And McDaniels.
We're down bad, Raider Nation. We're down bad. 0-3. Oh, we gotta not get run over here.
They're not gonna let Raider fans go.
0-3, and man, we got the Broncos next week.
Ugh. Let's ride.
Oh my gosh. If we get ridden, it's ball game. Is it ball game?
It's ball
game. Are we there? Are we at the point of the season where the Raiders have relieved us of the spirit of expectation, the burden of expectation? We thought this is the worst part about this Raiders team. We thought they were going to be amazing because they freaking brought in so many amazing, talented people. How the hell do you bring in so many amazing, talented people, Swag Jeff, and still suck ass?
You know, this team has given me zero reason to think that this isn't over at this point. I mean, not to toot our own horns. We sat second row behind the bench. Second half, I moved to the first row. The highlight of the game was the Swag Jeff jersey that was hung over the ball right there.
Way to flex on him, Swag Jeff.
You know, hey, it's Swag, man. We always got to flex on people. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, there's zero reason to think that this team is still in it. There's no heart. The body language was horrible. You can't go 1-for-12 on third down in
one
this game.
1-for-12, Raider Nation,
12,
on third
man.
Down. We have, hey, guess what? Devontae Adams is on our football team. Did you know that?
Oh, is he?
Yeah, so is Chandler Jones.
Nah, Chandler Jones ain't
on our. He's on the team.
He's Mike. We're going to call him Mike Jones. Who? You know what I'm saying? Chandler Jones is MIA, and I don't even know if he's going to show up this entire season. Devontae Adams, you have 36 yards? Derek Carr, find that dude, man. Devontae Adams, get open, bro. Christian Fulton is a chump, bro. Come on, man. Get open, dude.
Unbelievable.
Hey, start your mock draft.
Yeah, who's the best quarterback in the draft?
Oh. Are you done? Tyrod, are you done?
Especially if we drop the ball next week, I'm not taking off work to watch a game. What the hell I look like?
That was rough. We're down bad, Raider Nation. But guess what? We're going to be fine by Wednesday. That's why we do our shows on Wednesday.
Maybe. I need a sandwich. Maybe.
Ty needs a sandwich. Jeff needs a drink. Jimmy needs a... What are you doing?
Smoking.
don't know.
Smoking a donut.
Jimmy, there you go. That's
good. Jimmy is just smoking a donut. We're walking back across the pedestrian bridge, headed to Acme Feed and Seed. Shout out Acme Feed and Seed. Shout out Emily. Shout out Bussin' with the Boys. Hey, sorry we didn't get you with the YouTube today. We tried to. Something got jacked up, but if you follow us on the audio feed, it's on there. Our amazing tailgate and our amazing, oh my gosh, the backdrop was amazing. We're going to get that up for you. Although, Jeff, our pregame show.
Yeah. You know who I said? Pregame show, I said Darren Weller was going to be the MVP of the game. I said,
he
you know what?
Been.
And he should have been.
He should have got three touchdowns today.
I don't know what's worse. You know, maybe I don't know what's worse.
Maybe it's a good thing that our pregame show got jacked up, but it isn't going to show up on the YouTubes. Yeah. No, anyways,
everyone else said Devontae Adams was 36 years. That ain't MVP caliber shit.
Hey, let's get up here with the man right here.
This is talent.
Hey, watch this right here. We're on the pedestrian bridge, Nashville, Tennessee, walking across from the sunset. My friends, say hi to Raider Nation.
Raider
Nation, welcome to
Nashville. Glad to hear
we always love you, Nashville. 101 Love. Not today for Raider fans, but it's always wonderful. All right, Raider Nation, we'll see you on Wednesday, 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern, 3 sad sacks, and Ty in the chat.
Raiders.
Raiders. Love y'all.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.